Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
It's a good thing he says that after I say that, because I wouldn't know where to go if all of a sudden there was nothing there.
If I remained silent, you would be speechless?
I would be speechless.
Oh, I may have to try that
would
sometime.
Would be a first. Well, today it is Answer Your Questions Day. We do appreciate the comments and the questions and the suggestions you send to us, and we'll give you the address at the end of our podcast today. And so we've gotten some questions. You want to handle or at least read the first one for
sure
us?
Sure thing. Our first question comes from Sarah in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And she asks, what do I do when I step up to the microphone and get no direction from the producer?
All right, Sarah, good question. Actually, this is going to happen perhaps more often than not when you stop and think about it, and I have stopped to think about it moments ago. And a few things you can do. First of all, take advantage of the situation. All right, you want to go for it. This is your opportunity. You know, the gate's open. Be creative. Go over the top a little bit. I like to suggest to my students that the best way to do your first take is a little over the top, a little more than you think is going to be asked of you, so that if the producer does have a comment for you, it might be, hey, that's terrific, now dial it back a notch. Rather than having to pull the performance from you, you've given a little bit more and he has to push you back a little bit.
Also, the way I look at it, there are kind of two main ways that you can change the copy as you're going through successive takes. You know, sometimes they might just say, the producer might just say to you, great, let's try that again. And you may hear that three or four times in a row. So this is an opportunity for you to change your approach to the copy to try and find out more of what the producer wants. And if they're not giving you direction, you can kind of do one of two things. You can either go for big, broad changes, you know, go from crazy over-the-top laughing to a more subdued, quiet smile to something completely different from that. Or you can make kind of more subtle changes as you go. Maybe try shifting your emphasis from the first half of the line to the second half of the line, or change the way you approach a certain point in the sentence. Things like that. You might kind of go through a couple of them until you hit on what the producer is looking for.
Now, don't forget to look carefully for hints in the copy itself. Lots of exclamation points in the copy, then you've got to be exciting right from the start. Positive words throughout, well, make sure you've got a smile on your face or it's not going to come through in your voice.
Like, for example, if the copy reads, Warren Garling is the greatest co-host in the universe, your natural inclination might be to laugh as you're saying that, but it's important to keep a straight face for things like that.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Also, watch for character descriptions on some of your narrative scripts. For example, Warren and I both participated not that long ago in some voiceover sessions for a PBS documentary. And with each of our pieces of copy, there were brief character descriptions. So just a couple of lines that would say, this character is, you know, in his 30s, upper crust, used to be a doctor. Take clues from that. You know, if you do get a description for your character, try and let that inform the way that you read the copy. Now, you're not always going to get that, so you can't rely on it. But if you happen to get one, use it as a tool to help your delivery.
Very good. Very good. Hope that helps you out a little bit, Sarah. We have another question. This one comes from Don in Baltimore. Mike's going to play the part of Don.
Today, playing the part of Don in Baltimore, we have Mike Spring. I'm the understudy for Don. Don writes, I've heard that despite the economy, the voice acting business is booming these days. Where do you see the most growth in the field right now?
I know.
Warren.
Thank you very much, sir. You know, I had my best year ever. I think I may have mentioned this last year in voice acting. And who would have thunk it, you know, with the economy the way it was? But you know where it's coming from? I think you can thank the internet for a lot of this work.
Thank you, internet.
I knew that was coming. Because of the economy, there are fewer and fewer businesses that are now sending their employees out of the office for training. And so where are they turning? Online. I did a lot of training narrations last year, and it just seems to be the wave of the future. Think of the savings as far as not having to send an employee to a hotel, put them up for a couple of nights, you know, the food and the transportation and all that, just a lot easier if they can sit right at their desk and take that training. So there's a big growth area right there.
And voicemail system work continues to grow as well as the economy recovers. You know, remember, these systems have to be updated regularly. You know, every time something changes, they're going to need the voice actor who recorded the original voicemail to come in and update it. In fact, Warren, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you just do some of that?
I have, and the only updates that I need to do these days is every time this pizza chain opens a new store in a new location, they ask me to, you know, just read one line as far as the update is concerned. But they tell me there's more business coming.
Hey, you know.
More stores opening.
One line is still a job, right?
Absolutely. Audiobooks, another growth area.
That's way more than one line, unless it's a very short book.
That's true. It's a very competitive industry, obviously. We've talked about this before, but the growth is once again picking up the pace, and it's a great growth area.
Yeah, it's actually $1 billion a year industry.
Wow.
It's very, very large, so there is a lot of opportunity out there for you. Like Warren said, it's competitive, but the work is there.
So, Don, I hope that gives you a few ideas as to where you should be looking as the economy recovers here.
And here we have one more question. Just came in, actually. It's from Bobby Chase in Control Room A. Oh, that's Bobby, our producer. And it says, can you guys pick up the pace yourselves? Because I'm hungry.
Okay. Doing this before lunch. It works every time.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for your question.
Anytime, Mike.
If you or someone you know is interested in learning firsthand about the ins and outs of voice acting, Voice Coaches offers an adult education class all around the country. We call it Getting Paid to Talk, and we could be near your town soon.
That's right. The week of May 24th, watch for us in Cleveland, Ohio. That's the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Westerly, Rhode Island, and Buffalo and Rocky Point, New York, as well as Enfield, Connecticut.
We are also presenting 8 classes throughout Massachusetts in Andover, Franklin, Raynham, Sharon, Walpole, Millis, and on the Cape, Orleans and Harwich, or Hawich if you live there.
And all you have to do to get exact dates and locations for our classes is call our toll-free number, 1-866-887-2834, or you can use our email address, podcast@voicecoaches.com, which is also the best way to make comments, ask questions, or suggest topics for our podcast. And due to the amount of emails we get every week, we will be able to answer each one.
Yeah, probably twice, maybe even 3 times.
Probably.
But we do appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. And we'll come back and do this next week unless we get an overwhelming response not to, right?
That's one comment we prefer not to hear.
There you go. Have a great week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
And I suppose it can happen at times. In fact, as I swallow in the middle of this answer.
Take 2.
I have, and I'm updating the system regularly for a local pizza parlor. It's not really a parlor.
Do they have pizza parlors anymore?
Yeah, who knows? They don't call them palas anymore. Okay, let's
start. I don't think they ever called them palas. What was that? And I have I lost my pace on the plage.
Ooh, that's real good.
Even while I was messing up, I was messing up about messing up.